Welcome to Your Bookkeeping Matters. I'm Lisa Turner, bringing you short and snackable weekly episodes on bookkeeping and business matters in an easy to understand way so you can be in control and confident that you know your bookkeeping matters. Let's dive into this week's episode. Let's get straight into today's topic. I chat to a lot of existing and potential business owners about, and this is, why is running a small business right for you? Because let's be honest, it's hard work and it's not for everyone. And this is okay because diversity keeps things interesting. Some people thrive on the routine, stability, and structure of being an employee. And if this is you, you already know small business maybe isn't your cup of tea. But if you're on the edge of deciding yay or nay, or you've been on the hamster wheel for a little while and wondering why and if, well, this episode will be super helpful, and so I'm covering off some of the benefits, which are also drawbacks and big questions to ask yourself. There have been many, many, many business owners asking themselves lately and over the last 18 months, even longer, should I be running my own small business? Why am I doing this? And this has come about from all the economic changes and the environmental changes, of course, which has created new normals, or maybe not even being able to find their feet and what could be thought of as normal. So let's start with one of the most obvious and biggest perks of being your own boss. The freedom. You can totally embrace freedom and your passion for what you do. You get to go after what it is that lights you up, which becomes your why in business. And not only that, but you get to make all the important decisions and say goodbye to the dreaded 9-to-5 daily grind. Being an entrepreneur is all about setting your own schedule and doing what lights you up. So is there something you're extremely passionate about doing and you live it, breathe it, know it inside out, or you want to know it inside out? Because this is what running a small business is like. You'll find yourself thinking about it constantly, and you'll need to wear all the hats, the marketing, the customer service, the admin, everything, until you can or need to outsource those areas. I have no doubt you've seen all the memes. I left the 9-to-5 to work 24/7. And this is unfortunately way more accurate than you would think. Unless you have the skill sets, the time, the boundaries, and the self-discipline to get your work-life balance, or work-life harmony, I like to refer to it as, in place and stick to it. And this is something most business owners struggle with from time to time, even regularly, and even myself. So to flesh out this freedom a little more, this can also help lean into your creativity, help you feel more fulfilled and have a bigger sense of purpose doing what it is you feel so passionate about. But when it comes down to it, even though you might have all this freedom and flexibility, is there actually passion there? Is the joy there? Because if it's not, I would be thinking, maybe running a small business isn't quite right for you. In these tricky conversations with people, this is the first thing I ask and get them to think about. Even if you're chasing freedom, is the passion there? Will you enjoy doing it? Because it's essential you know, along with these perks we're looking at today, these perks could also be your biggest challenges. Because being the boss means you need this self-discipline. And along with this, you also get the fun perks, I say tongue in cheek, of managing uncertainty and the risks of financial instability. If you find things like this stressful, or you don't want to figure out how to make your way through challenges like this, you could end up having to shut up shop pretty fast. Although small business ownership offers you financial independence, it's important to be aware of the challenges it brings with it. Many businesses thrive, and statistics show as many fail and face financial difficulties. Looking at Small Business Insights in 2023, this shows 60% of businesses fail within their first 3 years and 20% within the first year alone. And sadly, some of the main reasons behind this are money running out, being in the wrong business, lack of research, and not being an expert or knowledgeable in the industry. So it's crucial to do your own research. Is this the business idea for you? Do you have the passion to drive it? Now, I think I've briefly mentioned the next question to ask to see if running a business is right for you. And this is, do you enjoy or thrive on creativity and innovation? Because running your own show, you get both of these opportunities in spades. And when I say opportunity, I also mean responsibility. As the boss, you have the absolute freedom to unleash your creativity and make decisions which align with your own vision for the business. And this includes exploring innovative ideas and tech stacks and leveraging these latest tools and technologies in the way you want to. As a small business owner, it's important to be creative, to set yourself apart and show why you, what's unique about you and the problem you solve for your customers. Not to get into the marketing and branding and all those things, but you get the idea. Creativity is important and it lands with you. And with the ever-changing technology advances, you have got to be across your accounting software or understanding it with your bookkeeper. Also across the perfect sales platform for you, the tech stack you need, because no one is going to tell you what to do or set it up and implement it for you like they would if you were an employee and walked into work and they had all your software needs ready to go and the computer they provide for you. Well, unless you've got enough funds squirreled aside to invest in someone to help you get this part up and running, you've either got to want to be in the innovating part of it or be in a position to get support. So if you love bringing your unique ideas to life and adapting to market trends and continually learning to be on top of all the constant changes, absolutely, this could be one reason why running a small business is right for you. The theme of the day, though, in this episode, this creativity and innovation could also be the drawback for you because it's quite a lot of pressure to put on yourself. Now, if you are super creative at heart, you might find this next area has you gritting your teeth. I'm talking about the absolute biggest reason I find many small businesses are started: financial independence. It's a significant benefit of small business ownership. You have total control over your finances, and you can keep your profits for either personal growth or reinvest it back in the business. The choice is all yours. You can dive in and create multiple revenue streams and build a stable financial future for yourself, however you choose to do that, whatever business structure you like, whatever decisions you want to make about the finances and how things are set up. And managing these finances can be extremely challenging for many small business owners, especially if you're creatively inclined. So it's essential to have proper support and expertise around you to navigate this tricky area and guide you and keep you informed. The financial flexibility of running a small business could be perfect for you. You might absolutely love divvying up the funds and saving for your BAS and your taxes, and you could be the cash flow projection guru. You could also know this is not your strength and invest from the get-go in a stellar bookkeeper to answer your questions and let you know what needs doing and when and why. If you're either of those scenarios where you're across the numbers or you want to outsource and invest in that area already, the financial aspect or perk is going to be a good reason to run your own business. But if managing your finances isn't your strength and it's not something you're keen to learn and you also don't want to invest in having your numbers looked after, well, my friend, you are likely going to be one of those statistics who unfortunately won't make it through the first few years and could fail. Because also, let's not forget, there are little to no profits to start with. I'm being real with you. Most business models or setups don't turn a profit straight away. So you have to be okay that this could be you. If you're keen for an episode to link to this a little, I have one, Navigating Financial Hurdles, which could help you step through some financial issues you're having while you're deciding if this small business gig is right for you. But if financial freedom and managing the money well suits you, you'll thoroughly enjoy this aspect of running a small business. Now, let's shift our perspective for a moment. While we've discussed challenges and statistics, it's important to recognize making informed decisions about your business's future is a sign of strength, not failure, whether it's deciding to close the doors preemptively or even realizing small business isn't the right fit for you. These are all valid choices reflecting growth and self-awareness. And if this is you listening along, trying to decide if running your small business is right for you and thinking, if I close my business, everyone will think I've failed or I did the wrong thing. Two important things I want to mention here. One, you made the call. You decided to go a different direction, however this looks for you. And like I said, this is growth. This is not failure. And number two, who flipping cares what anyone else thinks? It's your life, your business, or not your business, however it lands for you. I want you to be confident and make the best decision for you at the time. And this is all you can ever do. But please, if you ever decide running a small business is not right for you, this is great because, like I said at the start, everyone can't do the same things. Diversity is important. And it would also be like comparing as an employee, if you were to quit your job because you didn't like it, no one would ever say to you, you failed. They would say, good on you for leaving something you didn't like and went to do something else. It's exactly the same if you leave or close your business. Well done you for making a decision suiting what you want from life. So there's lots to think about with this one. Make sure you sit down and nut out the pros and cons to each of those areas and every other area that's relevant to you and your personal circumstances. Those three areas we've looked at today, again, are one, freedom and passion. Do you love the freedom and have the passion to go with it? Freedom in the sense of making your own decisions and realizing there could be longer hours initially, so not loads of literal freedom to begin with. Number two, creativity and innovation. Do you love and crave those? Because all the decisions on how things will be done get to be your decisions. And three, financial independence. Can you manage the numbers well or understand you'll need to invest in surrounding yourself with the right professionals here and you love to manage your money and your savings well? If you tick all of these, they're perfect reasons why running a small business is right for you. And lastly, I have these three questions that I want you to ask yourself and answer them honestly because no one will see or know your answers unless you tell them, of course. So be very honest with yourself. Don't start a business because of what you think others want of you. Do what is best for you, your family, and the other factors important to you. And these three questions can apply to any of those areas in your business, even the ones we've looked at today. One, am I willing to take on the responsibility and the risk along with the rewards? Two, do I have the necessary skills and experience to succeed? And three, Can I handle the uncertainty and unpredictable ups and downs of running a small business? If your answer to any of these questions is no, consider what steps can you take to address these challenges through either outsourcing or developing your skills. Whichever you decide and work out is best for you, make sure you've considered all the aspects important to you and your small business as the right choice. To small business or not to small business varies for everyone and looks extremely different. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope you found these insights from questions and discussions with other business owners exactly like you helpful in your decision-making process. Remember to get tailored advice from your trusty professionals like your BAS or your tax agent or your financial planner and other professionals in your circle when it comes to making big decisions. It's literally what we're here for. You can dive over to my website, accountedforyou.com.au/services to check out how we work together with our small business clients to support them and their business growth and their financials. And if you've got any questions, feel free to reach out on Instagram. Otherwise, I'll catch you in the next episode.